This past Saturday, a half dozen supporters of legalizing marijuana demonstrated in front of the Drug Enforcement Agency's local office in Tampa. The protest has been an annual event, but this year there's some momentum for activists, an attempt to get a measure on the 2010 ballot that would allow for medicinal marijuana. Fred is with the Florida Cannabis Action Network.
I think the political climate hasn't been better, really, to get this done.
How so?
Well, in the past, we've had a lot of opposition come in on the federal level and stand in the way, but this time around, we don't see it.
In February, Attorney General Eric Holder said at a press conference that the Justice Department will no longer raid medicinal marijuana clubs that are established legally under state law, a major shift away from the Bush administration. But Fred from Tampa said there was a letdown after that announcement.
And shortly after they said that, the DEA did a snatch and grab raid in California anyway.
Matt from Tampa is also with the Florida Cannabis Action Network. He said the recent move by the Obama administration is a boost for Florida to join 13 other states that allow for the legal selling of medicinal marijuana.
The DEA can still come in and bust the dispensaries that used to sell the marijuana to patients and stuff. They would still bust them, to clear them out, And he's lifted that, pretty much leaving it up to a state level. So all we need to do is put it on a ballot, let us decide. It's a democracy. We're able to vote, It's our word,
But not all the activists present at Saturday's demonstration believe Floridians would approve of medicinal marijuana. Tony has lived in Tampa for the past 11 years.
You know, we need more people out there, and unfortunately, this state just, it is a purple state. We are getting there. I think with Obama becoming president, that we're one step closer. You know, there are a lot more groups out there than there were earlier. And I think there was actually a thing, there was actually a study saying that that called in, and about 55% of Californians now would agree to legalize and tax marijuana, as opposed to 75% in the last turnaround, I think it was 2000, that said that they wouldn't want it legalized.
People United for Medicinal Marijuana is the group attempting to get hundreds of thousands of signatures on a petition by early next year to qualify for the 2010 November ballot. If the measure were to be on the ballot, it still would need to be approved by 60% of the electorate to become law in the Sunshine State. Denny from Tampa wasn't optimistic that that could actually happen.
Honestly, I don't think so. We're a really conservative state, and it's hard to even get anyone to think of as the marijuana plan as anything other than a drug. At this point, I really don't think it's, about doing it for our safety. I think it's more along the lines of just trying to see what's the most, what's the easiest way to make money, pretty much.